Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Polsat Group conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you'll need to press star followed by one on your telephone keypad. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, Thursday, the 15th of May, 2014. I would now like to hand the conference over to your first speaker, the CEO of Polsat Group, Mr. Dominik Lubicki. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. Welcome, everyone, at the conference dedicated to the results of Polsat Group for Q1 of 2014. Let me start with the most important events. Of course, by far the most important one was finalization of the acquisition of Metalem, holding the company indirectly controlling Polkomtel, the operator of the Plus network. In order to do that, we obtained new finance, repaying the old loan and senior secured notes. In the meantime, general meeting approved the dividend payment for 2013 in the amount of 103 million Polish zloty. We signed the framework agreement with EBRD. EBRD will become our important and big shareholder with almost 8% of our shares. The newly issued shares are already trading on Warsaw Stock Exchange. In February 2014, anticipating the common business development, we start the project called Smart Dom. Dom in Polish means house, so you can call it Smart House in order to understand the idea behind it. The part of the Smart Dom is bundling of the offer of core businesses, TV, internet, and telephony, and adding on top of that all the new products which we already developed. Two of them are already part of that business. It's selling of the energy for the house and financial services, and all those who we have in the pipeline to be launched in the near future. But of course, the most important part of the Smart Dom is our core offer from which we expect the biggest outcome. So 2 days ago, we opened our cards and showed to the market and our competitors and our clients how we will address our offer to the clients and show the mechanics on which our calculation of the synergies was based. The basic mechanism is you have to have one product from our group in order to buy the second one with a certain discount. In this special case, it is 50%, and to get the third product only for 1 zloty. Because the loyalty of our clients is very important to us, in the same time, we launched the loyalty program called Paszport Korzyści. I will discuss this product in the course of my presentation. We finalized the agreement with Polkomtel and with Mobiland on data transfer services. Thanks to this, we have now 81 million GB of data on the price of 4.8 PLN per GB. Polsat spring scheduling was very and is still very successful. Our main channel is the leader and was the leader in the end of Q1, in the course of the whole Q1 of 2014. Thanks to the programs which are for the long time on our antenna, which has its own very loyal audience, but also thanks to the new prime-time programming performance, the most important of them Your Face Sounds Familiar, Dancing with the Stars, and Hell's Kitchen. We extended our rights to broadcast Formula One races. However, the important change in the new contract is that we are not obliged to broadcast these events on open channel, on the free-to-air channel, and now they are accessible only on our sport channels, so it means they will help build the value of our pay TV services. In order to secure our position on the broadcasting market, we launched new channel, this time a music channel, dedicated to disco and dance music, and it is the channel number 25, branded Polsat. In the same time, we decided to change our Polsat business channel into Polsat News Plus, so the channel more oriented on information and journalism, of course, still with some accents on economy. The channel will be launched on June 9th. Number of pay TV subscribers at the end of Q1 was at stable level of over 3.5 million. Family package ARPU increased to 49.6, and mini package ARPU increased to 13.6. Our churn rate, as always, on the very low level, below 10%, 9.3. The number of our internet users increased to over 250,000, and our web application for content distribution, IPLA, was as always very highly visited by internet users. 4.2 million used it during last month, and it's worth to mention that it's not only the application, it's also the internet website, it's also on smart TVs, tablets, and smartphones. Audience share of our 25 channels increased to 22.5%, giving us 25% of the advertising market share. On page number 9, you can see the breakdown of our subscriber base to family and mini package. Roughly speaking, 76% is family, 24% is entry package called mini. At the end of March, the number of subscribers of family package was close to 2.7 million. It is a slight decline quarter to quarter, about 12,000, due to the higher popularity of the multi-room services and the merging of the two contracts which our clients signed up to before the multi-room technology was introduced to our platform. Despite the pressure from DTT, the number of the mini package customers grew from 800,000 to 855 at the end of given quarter. Additional revenues are generated by just mentioned multi-room. 700,000 customers are using this service. It is an extra paid services. Of course, internet, as you always underline, our core new product, which we very believe in, and I'm proud to say that together with Polkomtel, we crossed the 1 million mark of the internet service users in 3G and LTE technology. Only 15% of boxes in the field are still standard definition in MPEG-2, so the end of this technology is around the corner. In last quarter, we sold over a quarter of a million of VOD and pay-per-view events, basically sport and films, and we are getting closer and closer to pass 5 million mark of these on-demand services. Slide number 11. As usual, our churn is very well maintained, 9.3% with a slight difference between the packages, thanks to the high customer satisfaction and effective subscriber retention programs. ARPU of the family package was at the level of 49.6, slightly lower than last quarter, but if you examine our reports from last year's, you can see that always quarter four and quarter one has very similar results. It's a seasonal effect, and also due to the fact that the first quarter every year has less days. Of course, February is only 28 days, because of the fact that ARPU is calculated on a daily basis. Therefore, it has an impact, in that case, negative impact on the calculation of that KPI. Very good audience shares results of Polsat Group, in line with our strategy of the investing in programming. The main channel is number one with 13.2% of the audience share. And it's worth underlining that this result was achieved during the quarter in which TVP has the access to the Olympic Games in Sochi, which were highly popular among a Polish audience. Our thematic channels are also on the first place, 9.3%, which altogether gave us 22.5% of the total audience share. Advertising and sponsoring market grew 4.7% in Q1 of 2014. It is in line with our prediction. We were communicating 4 to 6% growth, so we are in the middle of that bracket. That corresponds to our revenues and sponsoring, which grew by 13.5%. However, it is achieved thanks to the introduction of TV4 and TV6 to our group. So if you would like to compare apple to apples and extract the performance of these two channels, we grew in line with market. And now the financial review. And Tomek Szelong, our CFO.
Thank you, Dominik. Before I go into details, please let me underline two factors. First one is that the first quarter of 2014 is not fully comparable with the first quarter of 2013 due to the acquisition of Polskie Media and disposal of RSTV. And the second point is that beginning from the second quarter of this year, our group's results will also include Metalandia. Slide number 16, financial results of the Polsat Group. Our revenue increased by 4% to the level of 727 million, and this increase is mainly connected with the organic growth of our retail business segment, as well as consolidation of TV4 and TV6 channels, which is Polskie Media company. Our cost without amortization decreased by 2% to the level of 446 million, and it is connected with the lower cost of equipment sold, amortization of purchased film licenses, and distribution, marketing, customer relation management, and retention costs. As a result of such relation between growing revenues and declining costs, our profitability increased considerably by 15% in terms of EBITDA, and EBITDA reached the level of 281 million, and EBITDA margin close to 40%. In terms of the net profit, here we accounted non-cash positions connected with our old financing for Telewizja Polsat acquisition of 50 million, and we have also some negative effects of high yield notes evaluation and also lower debt service costs connected with our prepayment of debt, which happened last year. Slide number 17, revenue and EBITDA reconciliation. In this quarter, both segments, namely retail business segment and broadcasting and television production one, participated positively in the building of the revenues and EBITDA. As a result, in the first quarter of 2014, 67% of revenues and 64% of EBITDA was built by retail business segment, and 33% and 36%, 33% of the revenue and 36% of the EBITDA by broadcasting and television production segment. Slide number 18, results of the retail business segment. We have recorded the highest in the history revenue in the retail segment due to the higher DTH ARPU blended and higher revenue from the telecommunication services. Revenues increased by 2% to 494 million and costs without amortization decreased by 2% to 313 million. As a result, it had a very positive impact on our profitability. On EBITDA level, this KPI grew by 10% to 181 million and EBITDA margin close to 37%. In terms of the net profit, the same factors happen here as I described on the occasion of the whole Polsat Group results. Slide number 19, results of the broadcasting and television production segment. Revenues increased by 8% to 266 million, mainly as a result of our TV advertising and sponsorship revenue growth, and also mentioned by me before, consolidation of TV4 and TV6 channels. Costs without amortization were on the stable level. As a result, EBITDA increased by 25% to 101 million. And EBITDA margin by 5 percentage points to close to the level of 38%. Slide number 20, revenue structure. As I said, our revenue increased by 4%, mainly due to the higher advertising and sponsorship revenue, as well as higher retail revenue. Retail revenue grew by 4% and advertising and sponsorship revenue by 15%. And this increase is mainly the results from the recognition of TV4 and TV6 consolidation and results, but also higher sponsoring revenues as well as higher commissions. Stable revenue from cable and satellite operator fees, lower revenue from sale of equipment, and this is mainly connected with the lower revenue from the sale of DVB-T equipment, which was partially offset by higher sales of laptops and tablets. And last but not least, other revenues decreased, and this is mainly connected with the disposal of RSTV and the lack of the revenues from this company in the first quarter of 2014. On the right-hand side graph, you can see the breakdown of our revenues. 64.5% were billed by retail revenue and 29% by advertising and sponsorship revenue. Slide number 21, cost structure. Foreign exchange fluctuations in this quarter were not material, and generally our cost with amortization also decreased by 1%. The programming cost increased due to the growing premium subscribers base and as well as content change. But also, please bear in mind that we have base effect here. In the first quarter of 2013, we had one-offs connected with the agreement with the copyright management organization. So we are not comparing apples with apples here. There was an increase of cost of internal and external TV production and amortization of spot rights, mainly as a result of the broadcasting of new programs Dominik mentioned, and also series, as well as consolidation of TV4 and TV6. Distribution, marketing, customer relation management and retention costs, together with depreciation, amortization, impairment and disposal, and salaries and employee-related costs, and last but not least, broadcasting and signal transmission costs, all these cost categories were on the very stable levels. Amortization of purchase film licenses decreased due to the greater number of cheaper programming being broadcasted on the main Polsat channel. Cost of equipment sold decreased mainly as a result of decreases of the sales of DVB-T equipment, and cost of settlements with mobile network operators and interconnection charges increased due to the higher number of internet broadband customers, higher usage of gigabytes, which was partially offset by lower fees we are paying to Mobiland. Dominik mentioned about this agreement before. And other costs decrease, and here we've got several different positions we are trying to control and effectively manage, like, for example, the second use of the smart cards for our set-top boxes. As a result, we do not need to buy the new ones. On the right-hand side graph, you can see a very diversified cost base. Each time, actually, I underline it that this is well-diversified cost breakdown. Slide number 22, cash flows. We started the quarter and the year with 342 million. During this quarter, we generated close to 170 million from operating activities, which is higher by 14 million in comparison to the same to the first quarter of 2013. We repaid loans in terms of nominal and interest. Our CapEx was close to 40 million. As a result, we managed to increase our cash position, and we had 430 million cash in our balance sheet and at the end of the first quarter. Slide number 23, financial indebtedness. When we calculate net debt to EBITDA, you can see that total group indebtedness was below 2 billion zlotys, net debt 1.5 billion, 12 months EBITDA on the record high level 1 billion 82 million, and net debt to EBITDA 1.43 times. It was a very safe level in comparison to the covenants in old facilities. And of course, in May we had a refinancing process. I will talk about it later on during the presentation. That's why the right-hand side graph is not actual at the moment, because the current debt of Polsat Group is only in Polish zlotys. That's all from my part now, Dominik.
Thank you very much. Let me now discuss the results of Polkomtel, which was the last quarter during which Polkomtel acted in the market standalone. The customer base at the end of the quarter was close to 14 million. And on the slide number 25, you have the breakdown of the subscriber base to the contracted subscribers and prepaid customer base. You can observe slight decrease in the contracted subscriber base, 40,000, due mainly to the business clients, which churn from our operator, but without negative impact on the financial results. This segment is the margins in that segment are close to zero, so losing these 40,000 customers was not a negative on the financial standings of our platform. The number of the customers which churn from prepaid customer base, it's bigger, 200,000, but I was already underlining it before that Polish reporting standards in that segment are very particular. They, the operators take into consideration and report the prepaid validity of prepaid cards 12 months or sometimes even lifetime. So even if the cards are always the in the trash, they are still reported as active user. So actually 200,000 customers which disappear is more as a cleaning of the subscriber base, not subscriber, the customer or prepaid customer base rather than effective loss. Interconnect rates are flat, so we decided to introduce them to ARPU, so it is outbound and inbound in the 50.7 figure you can see on the contracted customers. We decided to present the ARPU this way because due to the low and interconnect rates and the unlimited offers, which are very widely distributed and popular among our clients, the number of the calls will grow, so the inbound revenues will have positive impact on ARPU. Without change, the growth in sales of data is the most important for future development of the operation. Already 3.5 million of our customers are active data users, 3.5 million, and this figure will grow because, as you can see on the slide number 26, the number of the percentage of the handset sales which are smartphones are already at the level of almost 80%. Already today, the subscriber base, the customer base of smartphone users is close to 40%. That gives us the dynamic growth of ARPU from data transmission. It's almost, it's over 9 zloty, 9.3. However, to remind you, it is diluted because the reporting standard, again, is such that we spread it over the whole subscriber base, and it's only 25% of the customers who are actually using data transfer. We believe it will grow in the future. Slide number 27 presents the financial results of Metalem, including Polkomtel. As you can see, very strong EBITDA, 729 million. Despite the fact that the revenue decreased by 4%, but cost decreased by 9%. The reason why the revenues decreased is basically mostly due to the decrease of the interconnect charges. My estimation is that it's about 80% of the drop is caused by the by this factor. The decrease of the costs, most of it is also interconnect rates. Actually, I said 50%, and another 50% is the effect of the lower subscriber acquisition and retention costs. Quarter number two will be the last quarter when the revenues will be under pressure from the changing interconnect rates. From then on, it will be without impact on our results. So we prepared the pro forma results as of March 31st, 2014. It's presented on the slide number 28. Combined revenues of the group amounted to 9.6 billion, EBITDA 4 billion, margin EBITDA margin over 41%, operating cash flow 3.6 billion, net debt 11.3 billion, and net debt to EBITDA 2.9%, significantly lower than after acquisition of Telewizja Polsat, when it was at the level of 3.5. And now Tomek Szeląg will guide you through the summary of the acquisition of Metalen.
On slide number 30, we prepared the major, the most important steps we had to undertake during the acquisition process of Metalen Group. As you can see, this process was complicated, structured, and had many milestones. We started everything in October 2013. In November we announced the transaction, then we renegotiated new financing, we also issued new shares. Many activities happened in April and May, and finally we managed to close the deal in line with our plan, and we are very proud and happy because of that. Slide number 31, some information about refinancing process. We signed new credit facilities on 18th of April 2014, and the full facilities up to 3 billion zlotys, out of which 2.5 billion is SFA and half billion is overdraft. We used 2.1 billion from this facility to repay the current debt of Cyfrowy Polsat, namely the old SFA from April 2011, and high notes from May 2011 of 350 million euro. Then we plan to use our own cash and also additional credit facilities from the current facility to repay the peak notes of Metalen Group. We plan to do it at the end of May, 30th of May. Redemption notice was sent at the beginning of May. Now we are in the process of organizing everything to be on time. The new facility will be repaid in the quarterly installments beginning from the 30th of June 2014, and the final maturity, the final repayment date will be in 2019, 11th of April, the same as overdraft facility. The structure of the SFA in terms of margins is similar that we had in our old SFA, namely the lower net debt to EBITDA is the lower margin is, and the conditions achieved on the new financing will help us to realize the financial synergies we announced during the acquisition of half billion zlotys. It is very, very important step. The second step, as I mentioned in November, will be consideration and repayment of the high notes of Metalen Group somewhere in 2016, or maybe quicker. Time will tell, and market conditions will tell. Slide number 32, we prepare some information for you connected with shareholding structure, structure of votes and structure of capital. You can see on the below graph that 26.4% will be free float, 7.39% will belong to EBRD, and the rest shares will belong to the new and current, new and old actually, shareholders of Cyfrowy. We issue more than 291 million shares. Yesterday, it was the first day of listing of the EBRD's shares on the Warsaw Stock Exchange, and the shares belong to Argumental Caswell and sensor to some extent, series number J, will be admitted to trading on the Warsaw Stock Exchange not earlier than in the second quarter of 2015, and this is connected with the dividend approval of the shareholders meeting in January, and the formalities will cause that these shares will be admitted to trading in the second quarter, as I said, 2015.
Thank you. The last chapter of our presentation, implementation of our strategy. I would like to remind you what is our strategy, what happened in last quarter, and what are the next steps which we are planning to do. So, convergence of media and telecommunication is a fact which no one disputes anymore, at least already, finally, in Poland. No one is questioning that bundling makes sense. But Polish market is still, despite of the fact that it has a very mature pay TV segment, sector, and mature telecommunication sector, is still very undeveloped in terms of the multiple play penetration. Only 25% of the Polish households are using bundled services, and we want to change it. That's our plan. We have the largest customer base in Poland, relatively low overlap, which gives us huge potential for cross-selling. We have an attractive and unique portfolio of the products, which are very hard to replicate by our competition. And our goal is to build the value of our of the revenues created from our clients, and also to build their loyalty in order to reduce churn. To address these challenges, we launched a product called Smart Dom. Smart Dom, it's a smart house. Slide number 35 has the picture of how we imagine that house and the services, of course, which are the most important in it. So, in last quarter, we added two services to the smart house, to the smart dome, which is banking services in cooperation with Plus Bank, and selling of the electricity. What is the smart dome? Smart dome is a way of packaging which gives immediate benefit to the client. By adding each product, customer pays less. And these products, this idea was presented to our customers in February, just in order to make them familiar with the concept and the Smart Dom brand. But the final show of the offer was presented only 2 days ago, when we came out to the market with a project which was by us conceptually prepared even before the transaction of Polkomtel happened, and was the main driver of thinking about the future product and the calculation of the synergies, which we presented to you in November 2013. So the client has to buy, has to have one product from our group. This offering is only for the customers of our group. For now, it might change in the future in order to address the customer bases of our competitors. However, today is only to show our customers how we take care about them. So, for those who have the one product priced at the level of 50 zloty, we offer the second product with the 50% discount, and the third product with only for 1 zloty. So, giving you the one example how it could work on the real product, we can say, in Cyfrowy Polsat, if you have our television, which, to remind you, ARPU blended, it's at the level of 40 zloty. You have to upgrade to 49, then you are entitled to buy LTE internet for 50%, and it also has to be priced at least 50 zloty. For 50 zloty, we offer 20 gigabytes package, so you will pay for it only 25 zloty. And the third product can be the mobile telephony with unlimited calls, unlimited SMS for only one zlot. This program is based on the requirements from our clients to buy more products from us, because our goal was always to penetrate our subscriber base with as many products as we could. In November presentation, we showed you that our number of the products sold was 1.4, and our goal was to increase it as rapidly as possible. So the one business leg is to create value. The second is to loyalize our clients. In order to achieve the second goal, we launched also 2 days ago, in parallel, these two, program called Paszport Korzyści, which gives only customers of our group the access to everyday services and goods with the price reduction. On the biggest chain of the gas station Orlen, in the biggest chain of the retail shop Eurocash, which works with the almost 11,000 point of sales, they are not all yet Eurocash, Orlen is all in our program, but it will gradually happen. Special bonuses on acquisition of the insurances, health program, it's provided by AXA Assistant, and so on and so on. The new partners will be incorporated to this program in coming months. Because we are a content company and Polsat will always be the most important differentiator to the competitors in the market, as an important part of that program, we offer to our clients special rewards as a participation in the concerts, 10,000 tickets for the Volleyball Championship World Cup in volleyball, which will be in September in Poland, music festivals, or even playing an episode role in one of our TV series. In February, we also announced that anticipating the conclusion of the transaction, we are already integrating key departments of which have the biggest impact on the business: marketing, customer service, sales, IT strategy. This will be gradually introduced. However, all of them, this integration process of all these the divisions was already finalized in terms of the HR and the place where these people work and the IT solutions they are using and so on. However, the most important projects are still in front of us. The offer of which we presented to you a couple of slides ago, 50% off and the third product for one zloty, was prepared already by our joint marketing team. Also, the marketing campaign, TV and outdoor and internet, was prepared by one common team which works already as a one organism. So this project is completed. In front of us is finalizing of the call center, integration of IT systems, and one sales network. So to discuss them one by one, we already opened the first mutual call center in Torun, one of the cities in Poland, and the process of the integration of the call centers should be finalized by the end of 2016. Our sales network is also under process of integration. Already two dozens or three dozens of the shops are offering all the products in terms of the acquisition and retention. We want to learn from this pilot stage in order to finalize the process also at the end of 2016. IT systems were already carefully examined, and we decided which will be implemented in both organizations. There is a difference in the approach to IT. Cyfrowy Polsat IT systems, actually all of them are developed in-house. CRM, selling system, billing system, logistics system, only SAP and encryption systems are purchased from the third parties. So we choose one of the most important systems, which is in the phase of the incorporation to the Cyfrowy Polsat system, and it will be it's the final stage of the examining, and we expect soon to start the integration of that system in Polkomtel, and the whole process is also to be at the very advanced stage in 2016. However, probably as a one system, it is not impossible to achieve in the predictable future. In the second half of 2014, as a result of the consolidation of the group, we will come up for the first time with a new report. It will happen on August 28th. However, because of the more complex nature of our business, we will try to come up to the market with a separate communication to show you how we plan to describe our business, so you can build your models, you can better understand the business decisions which will be taken in the future. So that's all what we prepared for today, and now we are ready to take the questions. Operator?
Thank you. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. That's star one to ask a question. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. And your first question comes from the line of Stanley Martinez. Please ask your question.
Good afternoon, Dominic, Bartek, and Tomasz. I appreciate the very full presentation. My question's really first to start out on the TV segment and on traditional advertising and sponsorship. Dominic, I didn't hear you clearly at first in terms of the contribution in Q1 from the Polska Media channels from TV4 and TV6 and what they were in the year-ago quarter, just to get a like-for-like basis on Polsat and the thematic channels. I had about 12 million zloty combined in the quarter. Is that about right?
Okay, in terms of the TV4 and TV6 channels, the contribution in the first quarter of 2014 was more or less 20 million zlotys.
Okay, even better. Okay, great. And then
I was saying only about the percentage and the correspondence to the growth of the market. You can see it on the slide number 14. So what I said is that the market grew 4.7% while we grew 13.5%. However, if we exclude TV4 and TV6 advertising revenue, we are basically in line with the market.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it was
okay, great.
About 3.6%.
Okay. Got it. Okay, thanks. And then just a more broad question about how Polsat is looking to balance volume and pricing in terms of managing yield on the channel. I mean, are you trying to sell some more inventory on, you know, TV4 and TV6 to offset the lower ratings point delivery on the main channel? And related to that, your competitor yesterday talked about changing some of their pricing in terms of the premium of effective GRPs versus rate card. Is Polsat doing a similar sort of thing? And what was the balance of rate card versus GRP that you sold on the main channel in the quarter?
Yeah. This question will be answered by Maciek Stec from the management board of Telewizja Polsat.
Yeah. Hello. So we sold more or less like 40% in terms of rate card. We continue our strategy. We didn't change anything in our strategy because we've been executing our strategy from 2007-2008. So, and effectively we increased the prices this year. But of course, and it's not the case that we would like to sell full inventory. So nowadays it's between 90-95% of inventory sold out. But of course, in terms of fragmentation of the market, so the advertisers would like to buy cheaper airtime, so they buy more like in TV and it's premium TV, but in fact thematic channels, so they would like to buy more cheap channels which has national coverage, in fact, after the switch off. And of course, premium channels like Polsat or TVN has more space. So it's not the case just to nowadays that just to sell the full inventory, because then we can increase our revenues for the future. So we are focused to increase the value of the market.
Okay, great. And, you know, extending that in terms of fragmentation, could you talk a little bit about IPLA? I mean, you mentioned the 4.2 million uniques. What's the how much have you been able to monetize that in terms of either pre-rolls or display? And, you know, what type of premium are you getting on, you know, those CPMs relative to TV? If you're willing to share that, that'd be really great.
Well, that's not the way we're looking at this product. IPLA today has the revenue 75% coming from advertising and 25% from the subscription or transaction pay model, basically. However, we have to notice the change of the consumption of media by our clients. If we want to stabilize our subscriber base and not to lose the clients how our competitor did in last year, we have to give our clients what they really want. Today, having 150 channels on our platform, we are not able to satisfy our clients while giving them more content. However, what our customers want and expect and appreciate is to have access to the content they paid for, not only via TV, but also in all technologies which are available and all devices which they are using, smartphones, tablets, and laptops. So the basic goal of IPLA is to increase the satisfaction of our clients in Cyfrowy Polsat in order to lower the churn. However, IPLA has also the activity directed to those customers who are not subscribers to Cyfrowy Polsat, but here we have to be very frank and say Polish market is exposed to the heavy piracy, and for as long as it won't be kind of controlled, we cannot expect this kind of a service to be successful in the Polish market. There is a joint initiative of all broadcasters in Poland in order to put the pressure on the government to do something in order to decrease the negative impact of piracy on our business. So going back to the nature of your question, we are not revealing all this information because actually they will give you the false view image of this product.
Got it. Okay, thanks. I have some other questions. I'll go back in the queue, but thanks so much.
Thank you.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. That's star one to ask a question. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Your next question comes from the line of Stanley Martinez. Please ask your question.
Okay, thanks. Tomasz, you sounded as though you were open to the idea of potentially refinancing some of the Polkomtel senior notes earlier than 2016, depending on market conditions, now that you've, you know, very satisfactorily, you know, done the pick. I know you talked about $500 million NPV savings on refinancing, so just wanted to get your thoughts on the puts and takes of potentially accelerating the realization of some of those savings versus, you know, potentially paying some premium to do that in the short term.
Mm-hmm. You know, the first issue connected with high yields. As we did with Cyfrowy Polsat high yields, on a monthly basis, we monitored the market. We checked whether it is better to refinance these high yields or better to wait until call, until non-call period, which happened actually on 20th of May this year. And the same approach we are going to take towards high yields of Polkomtel. If the market conditions are favorable and we can benefit from refinancing, definitely we will consider it, but no decision has been made yet. And in terms of the Cyfrowy Polsat high yields, we repaid them on 7th of May and non-call period was 20th of May, just 13 days before. Because it was not possible from the economic point of view to refinance them quicker. So I'm not saying that we made any decision. We will monitor the market conditions. We'll discuss different scenarios with financial institutions and definitely we'll make the decision that is the best for the Polsat Group together with Polkomtel.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's a pure NPV that you're looking at relative to some of those high-yield notes trading at, you know, 2-3% yield to call. Mm-hmm. And I guess the size of the premium doesn't necessarily factor into it, does it? Because, you know, you would have tax assets that could offset some of those premiums. Is that sort of the right way to think about it?
Yeah, exactly. Pure NPV, and in this NPV model, we also include tax shields if applicable. And all costs connected to acquire, to refinance, and costs connected with getting new financing, because all aspects must be taken into consideration in order to make the right decision.
Great. Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
There are no further questions at this time. Please continue.
Okay, thank you everyone for joining this conference. I hope to hear you August 28th, and have a good day. Thank you.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.